Plane tickets? Check. Passport? Got it. Camera? Wouldn't leave home without it. Especially when we're headed for 2 sun-soaked weeks in Micronesia. Where the heck is that, you ask? We're talking the South Seas and the tiny island archipelago of Palau. Located between Japan to the north and Papua New Guinea to the south, the islands of Palau are an eco-tourist's mecca. Don't forget your sea legs and a set of flippers all your own, because we'll be swimming in the waters that Jacques Cousteau called the best diving destination in the world. Along with snorkel gear, you'll need a gallon of suntan lotion and a taste for a whole new way of life. There's one more thing Art Brewer packs with him from California. A talent for living with Murphy's Law. If anyone knows that if it can go wrong, it will, it's ace travel photographer Art Brewer. And as Art arrives in paradise, his battle plan is already unwinding. It's raining. And that's not all.
Seeing the camera crew on the tarmac in the middle of the night, it was a surprise to me. And I sort of thought to myself, oh no, you gotta be kidding. And I guess they are doing a documentary. But then I went, how do they even know who I am? You know, they don't know what I look like. You know, how are they gonna find me?
For being widely respected as a master of surf photography, Art's a pretty humble guy.
The other people getting off the plane are looking at me and like going, who is this guy? Why are they filming him? It's unusual for me because I'm usually on the other end.
Art's less worried about looking good than about the camera crew slowing him down. Have camera, will travel is Art's motto, and the faster the better. Get going, Art. Show us Palau through the lens of a travel photographer.
My whole deal is to try to shoot and get out of there. You know, time's of the essence. The light fails quickly. And if you don't get the light why it's good, you aren't gonna get it at all.
Day one, and that light he's talking about is 5 shades of gray. But never mind, Art always starts off with a little reconnaissance trip.
Generally what I'll do is I'll drive around as many trails as possible, and I look in the hope that I'm gonna end up seeing it in some sort of magic way or have some great light on it that'll tie it all in and make it a photograph. And you can go back to the same place 4, 5, 6 times, nothing ever happens. But that's just the nature. If you don't look, you won't find it.
Art's itinerary won't allow for much whining about the weather. Travel within the Republic of Palau requires an orchestration of planes, boats, 4x4s, and walking shoes with good rubber.
The road is really muddy, very like a swamp. And going up there too is going to be very slippery. It's going to be hard going up there, so I'm going to attempt it, going to try. Might get stuck in here, but who knows, and I don't have a rope, so everybody might have to get out and push me out if I get stuck.
Art's driver, Malahi, has promised that this back road leads to the highest point of land on Palau. What better place to start building a photo story? But en route, a little history lesson.
This area used to be the Japanese communication center before the war. Yeah, so they have some tower over there, and these are leftover trucks, and they've been sitting here since 1944.
You can't go far in Palau without tripping over memories of World War II. Americans took control of these islands from the Japanese in a battle so brutal that both sides wished they'd never even heard of Palau. Now, Japanese and Americans return as tourists, to honor their dead and photograph the aftermath, lest we forget.
I love taking pictures. I don't know, there's some sort of self-gratification that I get out of my photography that I don't get out of anything else I do. In a way, it can be like fishing, or being a photographer can be like being a plumber or electrician. You're always problem solving. There we go. And in a sense, that's what you do when you're a travel photographer, because you're always searching and looking for those individual moments to make the article happen, to really take it and bring it to another level. Right here, there you go. But then photography just in general is just to me, it's a great feeling. It's an art. You have to be thinking about where you're shooting. You look at maps. You try to find out places that you want to go. You look for high spots. You always want to find a way to show the particular area from, you know, all sorts of different angles, whether it's from underwater or from an aerial perspective. You have to build a list of what you need to cover.
High on Art's list is that lookout from where he should be able to see from one end of the archipelago to the other. Almost there.
What's with the view here?
This is the highest point in Palau, but at the moment it's very, I think the clouds are really low. So you can't see a thing. It's supposed to be big ocean out there. And so that's the west, east, north, and south, but there's nothing you can see out here today.
We'll get some sleep. That's about it. You know, we did okay today. Got a few photos, and you know, can't win all the time. Just have a good time trying to do it.
Bad weather's won the first round, but Art Brewer's been at this game long enough to know that blue skies are only a sunrise away.
We're heading over to Necco Marine to go get on a boat and ride around and look for locations to see what the light's like. And just look for color, see what I can put together for future days of shooting. Some things you can try to create, but today generally what I'm looking for is just some different views of the island.
Just inside the reef, Art sees something sticking out of the water. Looks like a fin, but it's an airplane prop, a Japanese Zero.
Barely sticking out of the water here. Just gonna take an overview shot. You can see the structure of the wings here. Pretty impressive. He can just swing around.
Some call the Zero the best fighter of World War II, since it could easily outmaneuver any plane the Americans flew.
Yep.
Can you believe that Art gets paid to do this? Sure, he's getting a tan, but listen up.
Being a travel photographer, you, first of all, you have to be a photographer in general. And being a photographer in general isn't all that glamour and glitz that you read about that the fashion guys are doing.
When Art Brewer started out, he wasn't thinking about glamour or glitz. It was a love affair with the photographic image. And as Art tells us, he wasn't the only one who loved the pictures he took.
I started out with my photography when I was 15, and then my first published stuff was when I was about 16. And then I had my first covers by the time I was 17. And when I graduated from high school, I was offered a job with Surfer Magazine. that summer instead of going to school or college, which I had planned to do.
Art packed 100 rolls of film with him to Palau so he can afford to be a little trigger happy. But make no mistake, there's more to a pretty picture than meets the eye.
Very nice. Just looking at the color, the shape, the movement of the water. As we were moving along, I was watching the edge of the reef sort of take form and how it came into the frame and how it really composed the picture and made it prettier than what it would be just as a regular image where you aren't conscious of that. The light, and you look at it, it's gorgeous.
These islands are actually ancient coral reefs, sculpted over centuries into Palau's famous rock islands.
We're now at Milky Way. It's a really special place, as you can see, because the ocean looks kind of milky, I guess, from the sand underneath. It's not very deep here, because there's not much movement of current in here, that a lot of the leaves and everything that falls onto this area just sort of settles on the bottom, and people come in and play around with it and put it on their face, and you know, and then you look like 10 years younger, I think.
You want to try?
Smile!
I'm waiting for the light right now, just for the sun to come back out and make the greens pop a little bit more in contrast with the blue. It's really incredible, the color out here. It's just so, it's beautiful. Love that wall there too. Be a great place to come out at different times of the day.
That's Art's strategy. Revisit locations to take advantage of the best light. But sometimes the best shots wait for no one. Nobody's told Art yet, but that Milky Way mud is actually crustacean excrement. You hear that, Art? Crab dung!
Hi, I'm Art Brewer. I'm a travel photographer.
You want to be a travel photographer? Take a lesson from Art. When in Rome, well, you know those ancient words of wisdom. Art loves to plunge as deep as he can into the culture and into the water. When in Palau, if you don't dive the coral reefs, you'll miss out on the country's greatest national treasure.
Shooting underwater is, you lose all the color spectrum when you're diving and when you're trying to photograph underwater. So you have to rely on electrical equipment, and you have to rely on lights, and then you have the problem of dirty water, particles in the water that give you all sorts of little round donuts floating around when you shoot with strobes.
No problem recognizing this wreck as a Japanese Jake. A float plane. They were used mainly for reconnaissance, but they also flew kamikaze missions towards the end of the war. Wow, dives just don't get much more compelling than this. A guy could forget he's still jet-lagged and that he ate a Palauan delicacy last night called bat soup. With his eye stuck to the viewfinder, he could also overlook the fact that he might be running out of gas. Hey, Art, don't overdo it. Tomorrow's another day. Uh-oh. I think Art overdid it.
Oh, had a little bit of the turistas this morning and waiting for pickup to take us on a flight over to Angar, and looking forward to doing the aerial shots. Should be really good.
There was really no way to show plow in any sort of complete way unless you showed it from below the water, at the water surface, and from the air. And that way you get the whole story and the true picture of what plow is about.
Oh yeah.
Check out the true picture for yourselves. Storm clouds.
It's the nature of the game.
A travel photographer would rather skip that kind of truth. He's after the reality that sells magazines. Magazines that deal in pure escapism. The way Art's feeling right now, let it rain. There'll be no aerial shoot today. It's taking all his concentration just to keep his breakfast down. By Art's reckoning, the weather's got to improve. I mean, this is the South Seas, isn't it? If he's going to capture a bird's eye view of paradise, it's got to be a dazzling piece of work. In the meantime, pilot Matt Harris is turning into his final approach to Angar, Palau's southernmost inhabited island. If Art can handle the heat and humidity, he's in for more war relics today, including an aircraft graveyard. But first, let's get Art's feet back on the ground and see how he feels.
I didn't feel well. I thought I was going to pass out. Later, I found out that a lot of the local people have had stomach flu going on, so that may have been part of it.
Very hot today. It's like heavy hot. Everything weighs a lot. The air weighs a lot.
You want to be the next Art Brewer? Then learn to roll with the punches. Bad weather, upset tummy, and above all, loneliness.
I travel by myself, and it's not always the most fun, but you do it. You end up eating by yourself, sleeping by yourself, and pretty much going around and looking for images by yourself. And we don't usually travel with riders. So a lot of the times, it's pretty much you're out there by yourself. And it can be a lonely job.
I'm not feeling really good. I feel real woozy. Head's real light. I don't know if it's the heat or what. But I think I should probably head back to the cabin or something. Just lay down for a little while, cool off.
Take five, Art, while we digress a little, traveling back in time to gain a perspective on this tiny island nation. Palau was once known as the West Caroline Islands, and in the last 300 years has fallen under the influence of Spain, Britain, Germany, Japan, and now America. But during the darkest hour of Palau's colonial history, these 35 square miles of limestone on the eastern edge of the Pacific were the stage for a horrendous conflict. American troops were headed for the Philippines in 1944, when Japanese-occupied Palau posed a serious threat to the whole operation. The airstrip on Peleliu was the prize, and once Japanese soldiers were routed from their gunposts, it would be in American control. The operation was supposed to take 2-3 days max, but this bloody battle dragged out for 2.5 months.
The gas masks were Americans, and the helmets, American helmet, this is for Army, and this is for the Marines.
Tanji Jesus is the curator of this military museum on Peleliu. He set it up for the many war vets on both sides who still return to the scene of the battle.
They wish they can take their people who died on this island back to Japan. So, but their bodies are still in the cave. Some of their bodies are still in the mass grave on Peleliu. So, but we not try to touch them. But the Japanese feelings are, Japanese veterans feelings toward the island of Peleliu is almost the same feeling as the Americans, but they don't want to talk about the war.
Can't blame anyone for wishing to remain silent. 12,000 soldiers lost their lives here, along with a full 10% of the population of Palau. Many of the dead are still buried in these hills.
Okay, preparing burial too. Take the cap off.
This is life.
Where's Art? He just missed the Second World War, and now he's gonna miss out on a demonstration of Palau's national pastime, betel nut chewing.
Betel nut, that's a body gig.
You wanna split it up and taste the juice? And then chew it.
Just put it?
Put it and chew it, you know. Chew it, you know, keep chewing. Like kind of blend it, cross it, you know. And yeah, spit it. Chew, keep chewing. It's burning.
Oh no! Now the camera crew is down. But they'll have to buck up because Art's back.
I'm feeling good, actually. Last night I wasn't real sure what was going on, but this morning it's great. I have no complaints at this point. Anything just a little stiff from laying down for so long. Just had a touch of food poisoning or something, but that can happen anywhere. That's life of traveling. We're gonna check out the fruit bats.
The most valuable asset a travel photographer can bring with him on assignment? Patience. And a talent for knowing when to strike.
Look, they're moving now.
Because pros like Art Brewer are nothing short of hunters. Image hunters.
It's a process where it takes time. You have to spend time, you have to watch people, you have to go camp out, in a sense, and look for things of interest, things that are happening. You've got to look for the light. You know, the middle of the day usually doesn't cut it, and you end up with middle of the day photographs. So you have, you know, really very few hours during the day to actually shoot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're way up there, aren't they? They're up on the top of that ironwood tree. Oh, they're ready to move, guys. Oh, I feel better today. Finally shooting again. Don't feel sick anymore, which is nice.
Art's found a pair of Japanese cannons. Does the low light situation bother him? It just makes him feel more like a photographer.
I'm gonna have to put it on a timer too, so it'll have a 2-second delay. I like the dappled background light. I'm trying to underexpose in here, but still keep it bright in the background. So it still has a feeling of being a cave, because it's what we're in is a cave. And, you know, but I want to have Nick there properly lit. So, you know, you can make out what's going on. He's checking this cannon out. Okay. I believe in covering myself in a situation like this. Most of them were shot at minus one stop, so it'll still have that darker quality. Then it has also bracketing on the aperture too, or the shutter speed.
In his travels, Art's come face to face with some pretty poignant sights. And this is one more scene he won't soon forget.
Never been to a place quite like this. Right here, it's, you know, an American plane, and you don't know how it got here. And it's amazing that all these trees and the foliage have grown back over this. I'm sure this is an open area with a runway at one point. Now it's all closed down. It's very haunting. It gives me what you call chicken skin. If you had any relation to World War II, this would really, you know, it would be touching. Thank you.
A travel photographer can never be in two places at once. You're over here shooting a plane wreck. You're not over there shooting something else. Like those aerials. Art still doesn't have those aerials.
Well, it looks pretty gray. I don't sock in. I don't see any broken clouds here. I don't think we'll be flying today. The aerials are, I think, very important, especially to really show what Palau is like. You got all these islands that are gathered together, and there's really no one way to show it besides shooting it from the air. Otherwise, it would be like a cake without the icing.
Yeah, every time you come out here, it rains. And I get soaking wet. I'm sick of it.
What's going on, Art?
It's raining. It's coming down hard. It doesn't look like it's going to back off. It's definitely not shooting weather. It'd be good diving weather. That's about it.
I'm obsessed with the whole act of being a photographer. I love images. I love light. I love seeing how film records light. The composition really can make or break a photograph. Then there's the other aspect. You could shoot something you think is composed properly, and then your art director will change it around. Occasionally, I'll reframe things for page positioning. I think it comes naturally to me. Generally, when I was underwater, I was always worried about a pair of spare fins or a group of divers or basically other people that I didn't want in my shot. I wasn't able to really shoot that much in a panoramic sense underwater. It just didn't lend itself to it. At times, I had to ask the cameraman and the director to please stay behind me, you know, don't block my shot.
Sorry, Art. It won't happen again. That's a promise. You first. Just don't kick me, okay? Thank you. Art Brewer has a way of making photography look more like a sport, but there's plenty of science behind it.
When I'm shooting, I generally try to shoot with a film that's not too grainy. We're shooting in available light most of the time. We can push film a stop, sometimes two stops, without a big color shift. Sometimes it doesn't look right. It's just, you know, it's hopeless. It'll take on a red cast or a magenta cast. But when you're traveling, you can't, and sometimes you just don't have that option to change film in the middle of a shoot. You have to go with what you can. At times you're shooting in an eighth of a second handheld, you know, with shorter lenses. And so it really becomes sort of an adventure. I'm definitely disappointed in the way that some of it looks. It's like I get the film back and you see a moment where I saw these different things happening and you're physically there, but then I get the film back and it's not quite what I thought I saw. So, you know, it's also your mind and your eyes play tricks on you.
Palau has enough first-class dive sites to keep Art in the water every day. Today, he's booked with dive master Navot Brunovsky, who's just checking one of his other boats, a liveaboard.
It's a nice liveaboard.
Thank you. Next time, we should be on the liveaboard and not here.
It's beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, we brought it all the way from Florida. Took us here.
Wow.
Nice boat there, Navot. Navot's leaving that group of divers to check out some hawknose turtles, while he takes Art on a more exotic adventure into the Chandelier Caves. But this dive isn't offshore. The caves actually lie beneath these islands, chunks of limestone that Mother Nature has been busy carving from the inside out.
Because it's a limestone, what's happened is a lot of karstic erosion, which create many, many caves. And a lot of the arches and niches that we see in the rock islands are actually old caves or caverns. This one, which is the most popular and most famous in Palau, called Chandelier Cave, it's a cave within the rock islands. And if you look right here, the cave is actually underneath this rock island, inside this rock island. We'll come in from this entrance right here, straight into the first chamber where the big stalactites are, and that's called the chandelier chamber with the big chandelier on the ceiling, then underneath into the second chamber and through the big hole to the third and fourth. But it's a very shallow dive. We don't have to go all the way down. We stay very close to the surface, going one chamber to the next.
Right.
The Chandelier Caves aren't for the faint of heart, nor for anyone who's remotely afraid of the dark. But I doubt that Art would let on, even if he was.
Okay, I need someone to turn my air on.
When you're on assignment, sometimes you just gotta shut up, suit up, and jump in. And ask questions later. After visiting three of the five caverns, Art's on the move again. He's not a tourist, after all. He's a man with an agenda, made suddenly all the tighter by something he can't seem to get out of his mind. Those hawk-nosed turtles. What would a film shoot be without a camera failure? Underwater! Give a guy a break. But it's not for nothing that Art Brewer is known as one of the world's most resourceful and reliable underwater cameramen.
For some reason, the camera wouldn't fire, and I made some adjustments, and I got it to fire properly. I'm down at 90 feet, and I'm not gonna be able to bust back up to the surface real quick, and fix things, so you're sort of stuck. If you screw something up, you gotta live with it when you're diving. You know, you have no quick fix underwater.
Got down to the bottom of the Virgin Blue Hole, and all of a sudden, the camera wasn't working. It was just one of those typical things. I went into a mild panic, trying to make sure it worked, and it finally got going once I changed a couple of the modes, and we were fired up and running. But incredible shot. Incredible shot.
Incredible shots, but will they make the cover? Don't worry about it, says Art. Cover shots are entirely in the hands of the publisher.
They're gonna put a cover on that works best for the magazine and what sells their advertising. And it's not what's the best photograph. And hopefully, every once in a while, it's your image that happens to sell that magazine, which helps make you a little bit more important.
Which just might help you land your next job, which is just that, a job, a tough job with one heck of a responsibility.
Once you're there, you're always on the spot. You're always working because you're responsible for the time that you put into your job and to come back with something. Because the editors back home aren't gonna be happy if you come back and say, well, I couldn't get it because the weather or this, because the way they feel is, if you got a problem with the weather, what you do is you call back and you let them know and you take care of it. If you don't come back with what you claim you're going to when you're on an assignment, then you're not gonna get hired again.
Hold still!
Art's photo story isn't just a collection of his most startling encounters in the wild. He's also looking out for small moments, details that he calls accent photos.
An accent photo is a photo that's used to accent an article. That would be like adding a little spice to your food. It's basically an image that has some sort of information other than being a lead photo, which would either be pictorially beautiful or striking, but the accent would be just something that has some information that pertains to the area that you're at.
Malahi is anxious that Art doesn't leave Palau without visiting the country's most ornate chief's meeting house, called a bai. As she explains, only men were allowed in the bai, men and a few special guests.
Bai girls will be, at least five women from a different village will come into this bai over here and stay in the bai with the chiefs. They stay in the bai and they'll cook for the men, they'll even sleep with them. But when they go back, they have to go back with some Palawan money or a piece of land. And being a biker all the way back was the honor thing. You have to be from a certain clan, you have to be very intelligent, beautiful. A bike girl can walk in the village and put her head up and be proud that she was a bike girl.
Art would love to stick around and wait for some community event to bring the bai to life, but he's into his second week now and has to keep moving. Or rather, keep slogging. The weather is still testing Art's resilience. And as another day dawns, the forecast promises to further tighten the squeeze on his plans for those aerials.
We're getting near the end of our schedule, so I'm a little scared that I gotta get those shots. I may have to cancel some of the portraits or something like that. It's only an hour, but an hour can make a big difference on this job.
Fate's a funny thing. You can have the best luck in the world or you can have the worst luck in the world. The only thing that's gonna weigh it out is by continuing to work and look, and sometimes you build a photograph if you have to.
Better to shoot it than to not do it.
What's this one called?
This is Vermilion.
Oh, Vermilion.
Oh, nice color. There's some kids having fun swimming. They've been here most of the day.
I'm hoping Islands will maybe just do a full page of just all these island faces, which would be pretty cool. You know, from the man with the betel nut, you know, teeth to, you know, all the kids to the older lady. There's some just beautiful scenery photographs from the highest point on the island that we shot at sunrise, where the light's just golden and you can see the fog raising up out of the jungle. And then there's beautiful shots of dolphins. We're still working on the whole process of finding that perfect picture, or picture perfect.
Art knows that picture perfect could happen as magically in a pen full of playful dolphins as on a beach in the Rock Islands. His only obligation? Keep that shutter snapping. With the aerials on hold once again, Art decides on a little inland trek. It's a hunch that's going to pay big dividends. Art's curious about Palau's marine lakes, and one in particular that's home to some very exotic inhabitants.
When you see 5 or 10 jellyfish, just keep going. When you see 100 jellyfish, just keep going, trust me. What you want to do is get to the point where you are within gobs of jellyfish, hundreds, thousands of jellyfish. The population now, scientists estimate, the population of Mastigis and Aurelia is well in the millions.
Did Tony the tour guide say jellyfish? He said millions of jellyfish, which would explain why it's called Jellyfish Lake. That Rock Island limestone is so porous with channels and tunnels that it connects lakes like this with the sea. This is salt water. For the experience of a lifetime, Art's double-checking his gear. Don't worry, Art's not going to get stung to death, because these critters have lost their sting over thousands of years of swimming in this landlocked lake. These jellyfish love the sun, not unlike travel photographers. So they move across the lake as the day progresses. Just as the sun makes art's photos come to life, a process called photosynthesis within these jellyfish produces sugars on which they depend for life.
The place is surreal. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's surreal. It's like being in outer space out there.
Art's never sure which of his shots will make it into the magazine, but Jellyfish Lake looks like a keeper.
Yeah, I think there's definitely. In one place or another, this will be in the magazine. It's what one of the things Plow is known for, so definitely. I would say 99.9% that there's going to be a picture from Jellyfish Lake in here.
Any chance for a cover art?
I doubt if we'll have a cover off of that. It's a little too abstract.
Okay, how's this? I think Art's finally starting to close in on picture perfect. With time running out, he definitely needs to take fate into his own hands.
If I do use a model, which is rare, I'll try to find a local person. And I was really lucky in this sense because we'd had her mother, Melanie, as a guide earlier in the trip out in Babeldaw. And she was showing me some pictures of her kids. And I saw the daughter, and the daughter was beautiful. Burns Young, she's not a professional. She seemed to move well, and she took instruction. I'm not sure how islands will use them, if they use them at all, but there's a good possibility. And I think, you know, they're really sort of picturesque photos with a beautiful young local girl in it that really sort of sells Palau.
Luck's showering down on Art now. No rain showers forecast until later this afternoon.
It's really magic when you're up there in a plane and you're looking down on all these little tiny islands and you see all the coves and the little inlets. It's really magic. So to photograph it from the air is just, it's really the way to go.
Conditions aren't perfect, but never mind. By the time Art Brewer is finished with his portfolio, his editors will never suspect that his assignment in Palau was anything short of a sun-drenched sojourn in paradise. Art's window of opportunity is about to be slammed shut by another series of rain squalls. But let it rain. He's got what he wanted.
Just the nature of the game. I did what I could, and, you know, but you can't make Mother Nature conform to what you want it to. So you're always at the mercy of the weather.
Now, he's in love with those clouds. Bring them on!
Makes sort of a nice, I don't know, has a nice feel to it. We've got another one happening over here. All sorts of light refraction. Yeah.
Hey, It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. Someone with the eye of an artist, the heart of a hunter, and the patience of a saint.
I'm Art Brewer. I'm a travel photographer.